Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer talking beef demand in just a moment.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
As we come down to the end of October, our beef and cattle prices remain solid. We're above a dollar a pound on our cash cattle trade, most recently around $1.10. Wholesale box beef prices have held in pretty well, and our feeder cattle and stocker cattle prices have also remained above a year ago. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says that these cattle prices, given the fact that we've got bigger beef supplies rolling through the pipeline, solid evidence that beef demand is good.
Those demand signals are coming from many ways. When you look at the cutout value this past week, choice cutout was up $3.50. We're back above 200, so choice cutout is 203. Select cutout is 192. It was up about $1.50 for the week. And again, as everybody understands, if you have those choice cutouts come up, that allows us to pay more for feeder cattle, which in turn allows us to give more staying power and higher prices to those feeder cattle. Related to that, and I'll just encourage people to go to Ag Manager for the details, but 15 days ago, I updated the feedlot returns, and they have improved a lot over the last couple months. I'm not going to belabor it, other than I'm just going to say that when you account for the fact that live cattle market's up about $2 since I put those out, the rest of 2017 and early 2018, we're actually projecting positive closeouts. And again, I was not saying that 2 months ago, right, much less 6 months ago, and that is an attribute to fed cattle prices are higher than we thought, and that again gives staying power to the ability and the willingness to pay more for feeder cattle. So it all circles back to wholesale beef, fed cattle, live cattle, feeder cattle are all higher than we thought they'd be. And that's at a time when supplies are up. That only happens when you have strong demand.
And he says a report that doesn't get a lot of attention gives us good evidence that we're pulling the larger supplies of beef successfully through the pipeline. He says that's the cold storage report.
Cold storage in aggregate has been going up year over year for some time, but that's because we've increased beef production. So at any one point in time, if you got more beef in the supply chain, it might land in cold storage for a while. The concern is whether it parks there for too long and we're stacking up meat and we can't find a home for it. That's why people look at this report. So it's a nice report that doesn't get talked about enough. What I want to highlight here is cold storage stocks as a percentage of what we're producing. So if you're pulling down that statistic, that means we're pushing beef through the system relative to what we produce. That only happens if you have very good marketing of beef and some strong demand signals, and we've had that for at least the last 6 months. So as a percentage of our production, cold storage stocks are actually coming down. So some people will talk about there's a lot of meat in the freezer, and that's okay to talk about, but it's easy to lose sight of context when you have a growing meat industry. You're going to have larger stocks in many cases month over month, but if you back up and put it relative to the size that we're producing, we're actually pulling down those stocks. I highlight that because that's only happening with strong demand, and I think that's both domestic and foreign. In past segments, I've talked a lot about export demand being a big part of the 2017 story. You only get this cold storage positive news if there is a strong demand pull given the supply growth we've had. So there's lots of ways to make this point that demand is raising the boat for everybody in the industry, and hopefully I'm effectively making that clear.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.